Welcome back, everybody. April here from Real Talk Tarot. And tonight I've got your May general reading for the starseed of Capricorn. Okay, so I'm going to start with by telling you a little story here, Cappy. I'm going to use the story cubes. I have 9 of those with pictures on them. And Spirit is going to convey messages through these cubes. And then I will pull some tarot cards to clarify or get any additional messages, okay? All right, so let's begin. Spirit, what messages do you have? What is the story for the starseed of Capricorn? All right, so we have a tree that indicates health and abundance. Longevity, maybe roots, okay? So this is a foundational energy. And you had the fish, and that is of a spiritual nature, okay? Let's find out some more. It is nice to be happy. The energy is for May. Oh, well, we have a lightning bolt. So something is going to strike like a lightning bolt. All right, it's going to come out of the blue. This could be an insight. This could be a message, an intuition. It could be anything. All right, but an idea, an invention. Let's find out some more. For May, please, for the starseed. Okay, we have, well, again, we have an arrow with feathers. So that indicates also a spiritual direction that you may be moving toward. Okay. Or maybe even moving away from. Let's see what else we have. Spirit. And by the way, your fish came out kind of upside down, so for me that feels like you're going deeper, you know, you're swimming deeper into some emotional energy here. That's good. What else for Capricorn, please? Well, you have a hand, so Spirit or even an angel right here on Earth is coming to lend you a hand, all right? Hands are about giving and sharing and receiving. What else for Capricorn, please? We have a crescent moon. This could indicate a time of the month that these energies will come to a head. It also represents new beginnings and creative endeavors. So maybe you'll take a creative approach to spirituality. All right. Let's find out some more. Tell us more about the story, please. All right. Yep. We have a high-rise building, and that indicates higher aspirations. All right. So you are definitely interested here in climbing the spiritual realm. Some sort of ascension, okay, or improvement or upgrade, right? And what else for Capricorn, please? We have fire, so it's going to be something you'll be passionate about, okay? Oh, Cappy's little fire is going to get started here in May. That's looking good. All right. And what else do we have? Or something's going to light a fire under your ass. Either way, you then have the shooting star. So this is like, you know, anything goes. Whatever you aspire to, if you put your mind to it, it could definitely get started here in May, all right? So let's get some additional messages here for you, Capricorn. we're going to start with the tree, indicating strength, longevity, health, abundance, fertility. Okay, it represents a lot of things. And fertility, remember, doesn't always have to be physical. It could be an idea, you know, a birth of a new creative endeavor. Okay. The spirit, what message do you have for the star seed of Capricorn, please? For this tree. We have the Queen of Cups reversed. And we have the Three of Wands reversed. Okay. So, what is going on here? The Queen of Cups indicates emotional imbalance, all right? And maybe even you being a little bit more discerning with your love and the giving of your time and energy, okay? The Queen of Cups reverse still gives to people, but I think she's just a little pickier about who and when and how much. Alright? Let's find out some more, please, Spirit. What can you tell us about this fish? What would you tell Capricorn about this fish, Spirit? That's a lot of cards. Well, let's... Okay. Oh boy. Alright. So I think you've had this intuition or this insight. You have a Wheel of Fortune here, okay? So a cycle is going to be changing, turning, hopefully, for the most part, in your favor. All right, but it indicates here some lack of patience, okay? Because you know there's deception, and you know that there's still there's been no actual resolution or closure, okay? And the Ace of Swords reversed. So, like, seriously. So, Capricorn. That is more frustration, okay. Alright, so Spirit, let's find out a little bit more to this story, please. What can you tell Capricorn? What would you like Capricorn to know about this lightning bolt, please? What would you like Capricorn to know about this lightning bolt for May? The moon. Ah, definitely intuition. Yep, you're going to get struck by something. I mean, maybe you'll even channel something. I mean, this is pretty, that's a pretty heavy hitter there. All right, let's see what else we got. We have more spirituality, indicating a direction to move toward. And the arrow, I want to say maybe it's time to point true north, okay? If you know your birth chart and your north node, there may be, that may be something to look at. All right, so with that we have the Two of Wands reversed. All right, so it doesn't seem like you're really all that enthused with what's going on. You know, you have the whole world in your hand, but I don't know that you appreciate it fully. And I don't mean, I mean your own personal gifts. You know, that's why maybe this bolt of lightning is going to come as some kind of surprise to you, because you really underestimate your own gifts at times. So, yep, Two of Wands. All right, so let's find out about this hand. Is this a helping hand, Spirit? Is this a giving hand? Is this a receiving hand? Why is this hand here? Let's see, we have the King of Cups reversed. That's kind of a selfish, And the Five of Cups, all right. So that's looking at, that's looking at the cups that are spilled, that there's three cups in front of you that are spilled, but there's two still behind you. All right. So perhaps this is going to, this will be a helping hand to you. This will be coming along to maybe tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, look behind you here. Right? Okay. Now, what's up with this crescent moon? Is this a new beginning? Are we talking death? Rebirth? Are we talking the time frame? Let's see here. And you have the Ace of Wands and the Five of Swords. Okay. So the Ace of Wands. About new beginnings and new endeavors, so right. But there's the Five of Swords here. And this does indicate that you have the upper hand in a situation. Okay. However, you might not be so certain of that because you're still looking over your shoulder. Even though these other guys here have thrown down their swords. Alright, let's see. Okay. What about these aspirations? What about this high-rise building here? Spirit. These aspirations for the star seed of Capricorn, please. The month of May. Well, it looks like you aspire to stop working hard and start working smart. You've got the World reversed and the Six of Pentacles reversed. So, some sense of imbalance here about giving and receiving. And it looks like you would like very much to get this world turning back around. A cycle needs to end. All right. And what Capricorn be passionate about here? We have a fire. So what will Capricorn be passionate about? I guess it could indicate burning, you know, burning something, let it burn type thing. I'm giving someone a burn notice. Something being burnt out. Or in this case, I think it's passion, because look, you've got Ten of Cups, and that's all kinds of passion, and the Three of Cups, which indicates a union and a celebration. That is what you're passionate about in May. Alright, and let's find out about, finally, the shooting star here. For the star seed of Capricorn, please, for the month of May. Thank you. And we have the Ten of Pentacles. Very good, right? So you aspire to wealth and abundance. Okay, and who doesn't? So, I feel like this is more about you. Well, first of all, recognizing that you have stamina. You know, you've obviously been through this cycle, might have been going on or have been repeating itself for some time now. So, but you're gonna receive a spiritual smack upside your head, so to speak, right, with this hand right here. Yeah. And you're gonna be given an idea or an inspiration that is really gonna light a fire into you, and you're going to get going on it. So May is looking good for you, Capricorn. Alright, these energies look very positive. So I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.